Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline, as he does after every Cowboys game, win or lose, is the owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Good morning to you.
Congrats on a big win.
I tell you, this is more fun than the time I guest starred on Crazy House.
You've been on that show.
Yeah, this is even more fun than I had when that time when I leaked all of Daniel Snyder's emails to the New York Times.
You did that.
I did. That's not for air, though. But it sure was nice to get back to winning yesterday. So I could get back to making out with all my family members up in my suite. You like that, George?
No, you need to let that go.
Steven and I had our faces pressed close together all day during the game.
Did you?
Yeah, just to build sexual tension. Then when we won, let's just say I proved to him he's my favorite son.
Oh, my gosh.
Jerry. Go Razorbacks. We pulled out the old win by 40 points game plan.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
You said you were familiar with the game plan before
That's
it happened.
Right. That's right. I worked hard on that game plan by pacing outside the locked door where the coaches were planning it.
But you approved it, though, right?
I approved it. Yes, yeah. I did. I made them show it to me first, and I signed it real big on the bottom where people would know that I was involved in the game plan.
Yeah.
You actually signed those?
Yes, I have to sign off on the game plans. That's okay. Right, for a whole paperwork thing that we got going. But Mike McCarthy, he has proven to be a genius GMing move on my part.
Well, yeah, this year looks pretty darn good.
That's right. And who decided to bring him here?
You did.
Well, Steven did. I wanted to hire Johnny Football as head coach.
But you signed off on it eventually, right?
I did. I signed my name in real big letters on the paperwork that Steven had prepared. So once again, that's my call. But yeah, Mike McCarthy did a genius thing at the beginning of the week. We started practicing for this this game. He gave a rousing motivational speech at the beginning of the week, and the players really responded. And I think that they really liked how he would make a big, strong point and then let out a big fart for emphasis.
That's what he does?
He doesn't do that.
That's what he does. It's pretty impressive. He never runs out of them. It was great. It was great. I was now I do say, I have to tell you, there was something bad that happened during the game. I was celebrating a little hard pretty early.
Uh-huh.
And I was so drunk at the end of that first half, I almost fell out of the owner suite into the crowd.
Oh, gosh.
But Steven, my favorite son, he caught me by the toupee and pulled me back into the suite.
It didn't come off?
Right, didn't come off. So he just grabs me at the last second, grabs that toupee, and then just raised me up like a magician pulling a rabbit out of a hat. Tucks me back into the suite.
Well, I wish the cameras would have caught that.
I know. And I'm not sure who all I drunk dialed last night. Let me get out my phone. Here. I'm going to have to pull it away from my
I don't think you need to say this.
Call log, but say I drunk dialed Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell and Roger Goodell, those three were separated by just a few minutes each. Lord,
no.
Don't know what I said to him.
You may get fined.
Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah.
Restroom stripper number one.
All right.
Would you restroom stripper number three. OR twice. OR stands for Original Roosevelt.
Why not just Roosevelt?
Then N.I. Roosevelt three times. That's new and improved.
But his name isn't Roosevelt, the new one.
Tom Landry's cell phone. Not sure why I called that.
Good night.
You made that call once.
And then last call was at,
right.
Was at 3 a.m. when I called the Payway Asian Diner on Gus Thompson Road. No idea why, because I don't live near there or
right.
Even remember being there, but anyway, that's what happened.
Tried to do Uber Eats really late last night.
Maybe it was. I don't know. What's Uber Eats? See somebody I can hire?
Yeah, he's a defensive lineman you ought to look at.
Oh, well, I'll look into that. Appreciate that, Jeb. That's a good little tip there.
Sure.
Well, we got opponent next week, so I'm really looking forward to that.
The Chiefs.
Is that who it is?
How could you not know that?
Because they give me a simplified schedule.
What, only the games you've played?
Keep up with all the teams, so they just put opponent.
Well, how do you make specific game plans then if you don't even know which team?
Well, I don't. I just let them come up with it, and I take credit and talk about it in the postgame press conference.
Yeah, you got the Chiefs. That'll be a big one.
This will be a big one. It'll be my revenge on Lamar Hunt.
Well, nobody wants to have revenge on him.
I do.
Why?
Because he tried to corner the silver market one time, and I lost my shirt on it.
You all were great friends, and you know it.
I know it. I know it. I had fun. Let me. Oh, matter of fact, I drunk down his cell phone last night, too. Oh, what the hell I was thinking? I don't know. And I called the Bravo Eugenia ship to shore at one point. I guess I was trying to request a little late-night yacht trip. But we're going to have fun.
What
we're
a
gonna
night.
Have fun. We're
Let's have
Super
fun.
Bowl this year. Super Bowl.
Bye, Jerry.